Smart Talk is produced by WITF as part of our mission to deliver relevant, high-quality programming. Support comes from Capital Blue Cross, which shares WITF's commitment to being a trusted resource in our communities. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering a broad range of cardiac and vascular treatments in our community. More information is available at upmc.com/centralpaheart.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. There have been two major developments related to the Chesapeake Bay restoration over the past year. First, the year-old Biden administration appears to be more committed to the Bay cleanup project. The Trump administration had proposed to eliminate federal funding for the Bay restoration. That didn't happen, but the administration characterized Pennsylvania's 2025 nutrient reduction goals as aspirational and not goals to actually be achieved. Secondly, last month, Pennsylvania submitted a new plan the state says will help it meet its goals. The state is lagging behind other states right now. To learn more about the federal role is Adam Ortiz, EPA's administrator for the Mid-Atlantic region. Mr. Ortiz, thank you very much for being with us today. Here's a broad question. What is the federal government's role in the Chesapeake Bay restoration?
Well, we're on the field here to do our job. We are the Environmental Protection Agency. Our job is to protect the environment. And we're really talking about giving life to the Clean Water Act. So that was passed by Congress in the early 70s. We're coming up on our 50th anniversary. And, you know, our job is to make sure that it means something. And the federal government, as we all know, has certain authorities and powers to help make that happen. But it works best when we do it in collaboration with states and local communities.
The last administration didn't seem committed to the project. Is this administration?
Yeah, there's no question about it, Scott. You know, this has been a focus for many decades, and we've seen pretty significant improvements in some aspects of restoration of the Bay. And, you know, when I talk about the Bay, I talk about the Bay watershed. And for Pennsylvanians, you know, they don't see the Bay immediately. They don't, you know, can't take their skiff out or kayak on it, without a long drive. But it's really about, you know, the Susquehanna River and, you know, all the local streams and waters that feed into it. So, you know, those waters are still in distress. So, you know, our job is to, you know, work together to try to get, you know, keep good things going and expand those good things. But the areas that are falling short, you know, we need to step up and do it. And, you know, I'm in this position. And this administration is in this position not to kick the can down the road, but to turn the corner. And we certainly have the science and the willingness in a lot of places to do it. There's just a few missing pieces, Scott.
All right. So when you say turn the corner, you're talking about that commitment from the federal government. What does that look like? What does that commitment from the federal government look like?
Well, it's a range of things. You know, the federal government has a handful of powers. Some of them are tough powers. So we, you know, oversee permits and that, you know, allows localities to discharge pollution. So what does that mean? You know, we set pollution diets, basically on, different entities that are polluting to make sure that they pollute as little as possible because, you know, hey, you know, something upstream has a downstream and that pollution is going to settle. So we can strengthen those requirements and expand the amount of entities that are required and we can be tougher on enforcement. So that's the scary stuff, Scott, but it's not just, you know, tough stuff. We're also partners. We have literally hundreds of millions of dollars in funding that is available to localities and states that step up and want to help. And we're more than willing. And President Biden has invested more than any other president has in infrastructure, including our environmental infrastructure. So we're happy to do that. And also, you know, we're happy to bring people together. That's a power that the federal government has. You know, my very first meeting, Scott, was, you know, outside of the office or outside of my home computer here under COVID was with the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau. And we were like, hey, you know, if we work together and if we coordinate, we can do a lot more than, you know, any government or any farm can do alone. So there's a lot of things that we bring to the table and means a lot of things. We are a regulator. You know, we're known as a regulator, but we're not just a regulator. We're also a funder. We're also a partner.
I wanted to bring up, Mr. Ortiz, that Pennsylvania, as you well know, is lagging in meeting its goals by 2025, way behind in nutrient reduction and also in funding. But the state submitted a plan that says will help them meet those goals. It came on the 31st of December, so just a few weeks ago. As far as I know, and you can tell me, but EPA hasn't made a decision on whether this plan will do that. What are your thoughts so far on what you've seen of this plan?
Great question. We're still poring through it. It's a big document, more than 200 pages. And when we react, we want to make sure that we react and respond thoughtfully. So it's a little too early to tell, but I will tell you the things that we're looking for. You know, we're looking for best practices and policies that are really going to move the needle, and also the resources to support making them real. As we know, there's, you know, lots of good ideas out there, but if we don't have the resources, human or financial, then they may not have life. So those are some of the things that we're looking at. We've been in conversation, very close conversation with Pennsylvania state officials up to their submission of the whip. So stay tuned.
Okay, you mentioned meeting with the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau. When we talk about the, you know, the reality of this is that what is causing most of the pollution going into the Susquehanna River, the Chesapeake Bay watershed, going into the bay, is it nitrogen runoff from farms. But you mentioned resources. There has been apparently a great sea change in the thinking of farmers over the past 20 years or so in Pennsylvania that they want to comply. The problem is, you know, with running a business that has not making a lot of money for the most part, is that many can't afford to make these changes. What can you say to them?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. And there's no question, you know, our farmers are partners. They are frontline environmentalists. I mean, they're out in the environment every day, you know, growing food and providing dairy for all of us. So, you know, we recognize that and support them. The reality, you know, in Pennsylvania's farm culture, historic farm culture, is that there's lots of small farms. You know, they're smaller than, you know, the conventional, you know, big ag farms that dominate much of the rest of the country. And it is, it's financially, you know, not a lot of margin there. So, you know, what do we need to do? This is a common good. So we need to work together to provide the resources and the technical assistance for them to do that. What other states have done, Scott, is provide a cost share program at the state level, where the states work with other partners like local nonprofits and consultants to help local farmers make these changes. And these are practices that are tried and true. They're not rocket science, but basically they're, you know, sort of elegant ways of keeping manure out of streams. And Pennsylvania has some proposals on the table, and I've had the benefit of talking to, you know, several Republican leaders in Harrisburg who are excited about turning the corner and putting these into place. But we got to have those missing pieces from the state of Pennsylvania. They're on the table this legislative session. They have the support of the farming community. And gosh, you know, let's get it done.
Well, that's what the bill should be called, an elegant way to keep manure out of streams. I just had to smile when you described it that way. One final question. EPA was sued by Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, D.C., and the Chesapeake Bay Foundation because he didn't put pressure on Pennsylvania to comply. Will you now?
Yeah, there's no question about it, and we've, you know, made no secret about it. You know, our environmental challenges are persistent. You know, folks say, hey, I'm tired of talking about the Bay, you know, and these stubborn issues. Well, you know what? You know, we're Americans. We can figure stuff out. We can improve things. We can move on if we work together. So we're absolutely committed to doing that. You know, I'm not in this job, and neither is President Biden or Administrator Regan, to kick the can down the road any further. And, you know, I sent a tough letter to Pennsylvania being clear about what our expectations were. That was a big break in policy from the previous administration. But at the same time, my very first in-person meeting, 9 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday, was with the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau. I want to work with them for us all to figure it out. Again, it's not rocket science. It takes a little bit of willingness, a little bit of courage. But this is a unique time, Scott, where we can do some great things.
Adam Ortiz is EPA's Administrator for the Mid-Atlantic region. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, I appreciate you and appreciate your interest in this issue.